Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we're going to learn about an international association I just came in contact with. But first, let me thank our sponsors for the Zimcast. That includes Novus International, a leader in animal health and nutrition for the poultry, beef, aqua, dairy, and pork markets, as well as Leica Geosystems, when it has to be right. In this week's program, we'll learn more about the International Fertilizer Industry Association, and I spoke with Patrick Heffer. He's director of the Agriculture Service Division for IFA, as they are known. And I was attending a conference on enhanced efficiency fertilizers that was put on by IFA and New Ag International. So let's learn more about this organization and the conference.
So I am in charge of the agriculture service, which deals with all the aspects that relate to fertilizer use. So IFA is the International Fertilizer Industry Association. It is a global body representing the fertilizer industry with some 500 members in more than 80 countries, and the members represent about 90% of world fertilizer production worldwide. We have three committees, one dealing with technical fertilizer production processes, a second one dealing with new capacities and the market analysis on the supply side, and the agriculture committee looks at the fertilizer consumption side.
Where is your office based? Where is home for you?
Everybody at IFA is based in Paris.
Paris, okay. This conference, you're, I guess, the or one of the major coordinators for this. Have you held this type of a conference before?
Yes, the first international fertilizer industry gathering on that topic was held 5 years ago in Frankfurt in Germany. So this one is the second one.
First time here in the United States, maybe? Or
yes.
Yes, okay.
For an international conference, yes, this is the first one.
What really is your main purpose? What is the mission that your organization has on behalf of your members?
So we are working mostly for the members to facilitate trade. So we organize a number of conferences in order to share information and also to discuss issues of common concern and interest. And we have also a policy, an advocacy role. So when there are some issues that are of concern to the industry, we discuss it internally, we adopt positions, and we defend these positions at the international levels. In organizations like, in particular, the United Nations system. And we have also a very important role on market analysis. So we are in charge of the world fertilizer statistics, and we develop also forecasts twice a year on the supply and demand side, and we look also at the supply-demand balances.
Well, then turning back to this conference, what is it that you hope to accomplish when you bring together this diverse group of individuals from around the world on this specific topic?
The main objective here is really to share information, to update knowledge for all the members and partners, and really there is no policy objective behind. That's really sharing information.
How would you describe the attendance and participation this year?
Excellent, yeah. 5 years ago, we had about 70 people. This year, we benefit also from the synergy with the New Ag International Conference. So we have more than 200 participants from about, even from more than 40 countries, which is really very good. We have much more countries represented than 5 years ago. Next time, the only thing we have to improve is to have more delegates from China and Japan.
Well, that certainly was a topic that we've already touched on, those markets. And speaking of markets, how would you describe the market for EEF products on the world market today?
It's still a relatively small market compared to the world fertilizer market. It's just maybe 1-2% worldwide. But it is increasing faster than the agricultural commodity market, a fertilizer commodity market. Then within the enhanced efficiency fertilizer market, there are different segments. Mm-hmm. Some of them are increasing faster than others. So the bulk still today of the enhanced efficiency fertilizer is sulfur-coated urea. But it is a relatively stagnant market today. So we see an increase mostly for the polymer-coated fertilizers and also for stabilized fertilizers that are stabilized with ureas and nitrification inhibitors. That's probably where we'll see growth in the future. The other interesting aspect is that up to recently, in particular for polymer-coated fertilizers, the market was mostly horticultural crops, so fruits, yeah. Vegetables, nurseries, and turf. Now we see a start of expansion to agricultural crops. So it is a long tradition in Japan. Mm-hmm. So for a long period of time, farmers in Japan use polymer-coated fertilizer in irrigated rice. But this is really quite unique. Now we see expansion also on maize in North America. Mm-hmm. It's starting a bit also in Europe. So it is really a major development. And the third big development is the Chinese market. The Chinese market is really a new market, and they have plenty of new capacities for producing these kind of fertilizers. Then it will be driven by policy decisions, and who knows what will be decided in the future by the central government.
Well, I've heard it said over and over how these types of fertilizers have some major benefits, providing that they are economical to use, but that include things like being a little more environmentally friendly, and in a world where there's a lot of concern about that right now, seems like it not only is a small but growing market, but really has a huge potential down the road.
Well, for sure. Many of these products have the potential to improve, in particular, nitrogen use efficiency. And it is really urgent because of the nitrous oxide emissions mm-hmm. that contribute to global warming. So it is definitively a very interesting tool from that point of view. But we heard also that there is some variability. So these products are not the solution. There are some options for improving nitrogen use efficiencies. So we have to find solutions that are site and crop specific. So some of these products might work for some crops in some regions, but that's not really, they will not solve the environmental problem at once. As you said, the economics are still the main constraint for the adoption of these products in agricultural crops. So that's where, if we want really develop the use of these products, there might be a need for some incentives in the future.
Right. Anything else about the conference that you'd like people to know, or your organization that we didn't touch on?
This conference, I think, is really the first one, as I said, that we organize in the USA, and it is still today the largest market. So it is really something, it was important to have it here. I'm sure that when we will meet again in 3 or 5 years, the largest market will be China for this kind of products. And we have really to look much more carefully at this market for a number of reasons, because fertilizer use in China raises a number of environmental problems. It is really urgent to take action, but that will be decided by the policymakers. And one of the options to respond to this environmental challenge in China might be to use much more polymer coated fertilizers and stabilized fertilizers, and we might see a relatively fast expansion of these products in that country.
Well, great and wonderful, and thank you for holding the conference here so I could come down to South Florida. It's my home state. I don't live in it now, but love to come back every chance I get. I want to thank Agritain for the opportunity to attend and cover the International Conference on Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizers, and appreciate Patrick taking time to sit down and talk with me. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.